Cheers.
Lines of all. Cheers.
You're using that muddler like a weapon.
I had some frustrations to work out, Lester.
Sammy Coxon with Sammy Stasings. I'm Lester Graham, and we're here for another episode of Cheers to Michigan. What is in there that you're smashing up?
Well, Lester, how do you feel about beets?
You know how I feel about beets. I hate beets.
Oh, I think I'm going to change your mind with this drink.
Good luck. I keep trying beets every couple of years. I've finally gotten to the point where I'm kind of like George H.W. Bush. He stopped eating his broccoli. I'm not going to eat beets anymore. I've only had one other drink with beets in it, and that was for an episode we did with Valentine Distillery, and that was actually pretty good.
Well, so maybe all you need to make beets palatable, Lester, is a little bit of gin, because that's what I'm using here today as well.
Okay, great. What's this called?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I just came up with it. So, well, I'm using Knickerbocker Gin, and it's got beets in it, so I'm going to call it Knickerbeet.
That's descriptive. This is really actually very beautiful. It's got a beautiful color. And then you've got so much foam on the top of this. I assume there's some egg involved in it.
Yep, it's got an egg white in it. And I did the double shake technique where you first shake it without any ice. And then you shake it with ice. And then this also has some club soda. So that's going to enhance that foam even more.
Oh, nice. Well, it's very pretty. How do you make this thing? Besides two shakes and beets.
I started off with... a slice of beets from an average size beet, and I chop them up small, and then I beat the heck out of them with my muddler.
Okay, go ahead.
And then I added 1.5 ounces of Knickerbocker gin, 1 ounce of pomegranate juice, that's contributing some of the color along with the beets, 1 ounce of simple syrup, 3/4 ounce of lemon juice, and an egg white. Oh, and then 2 dashes of these mutters. So these are bitters that a friend of mine is experimenting with that he makes with the random chili peppers that he grows in his yard. And he gave them to me to play with, and I thought they were just the thing that this cocktail needed to take it to the next level.
Well, that sounds interesting. Should I taste it now?
Sure.
Okay. foam's almost impossible to get around. I almost need a straw or something, it seems like. Okay. The beet taste that I really don't like, I don't find it in this drink. I do find a lot of lovely layers, I have to say, and the foam, you know, I'm not crazy about egg foam. This is different than that, though. It just seems to have a little different taste and different texture.
It's magic, Lester. It's just magic.
And a little bit of club soda, I guess.
That would also be the trick. So I can definitely tell there are beets there, but it's in this sort of subtle earthiness that it adds to the cocktail rather than any overt beet flavor.
So I know we have Michigan sugar beets. Is that what we're talking about here?
Oh, no, no. You would never want to eat sugar beets. So these are just red beets, regular beets that you get at the farmer's market this time of year. Sugar beets are a whole different variety. They go through a whole different process to turn them into sugar. You couldn't turn these into sugar, but you can eat them. See? You can totally eat them.
I don't mind drinking them. I'm not sure I'm sold on eating them yet.
Cheers.
Cheers.